Welcome to Devotions from Calvary, where truth is revealed and Christ is exalted. I'm Greg Steinke, the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church here in Troy, Ohio. Thank you for joining me today. And trust that as we go through the Bible and through these devotions, we'll discover some wonderful things, some wonderful truths in the Bible. And I'd like to encourage you to share these devotions and our Facebook with your friends. And if you could do that, it'll only take a couple clicks. And share them with all of them, if you don't mind. Help me build up this media family, especially on my new Facebook page, Devotions from Calvary Facebook. And I'd like to see us reach 1,000 followers by the end of this year. And so if you could help me with that, I would be so, so grateful with your help. And that way everybody can benefit from these devotions and just be encouraged throughout the day and throughout the week. You know, there are so many important verses in the Bible and that seem to stand out. Would you agree with that? I think there are, at least to me, and those that kind of carry a little bit more weight than others. Some cases it might be in the form of a passage of Scripture or parables of Scripture, some accounts that may just have a little bit more significant value than others, but there are some verses that just speak in such a way that it just takes a little bit more digging, really, to pull out some of the nuggets that are in that particular verse. And there is one verse that seems to stand out, really not much significance in it until you start to dig, until you start to see really some of the practical truths that we can draw from. Several years ago, I gave this verse to my assistant pastor to teach to the teenagers. And you know, at times we feel somewhat insignificant before God. Not much to offer, not much experience in the Christian life. And however, can I say that God does not really require our length of tenure of our Christian life, nor really our intelligence or our experience to accomplish great things for Him. So in the book of Judges, you'll find one verse that speaks just that. Let me read this to you in Judges chapter 3 and verse number 31. The Bible says, "And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men, with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel." Just upon reading this verse, we might say, well, that's good for him. I couldn't do it, or, well, I would never be able to accomplish that. But can I say that we can and you can? As we read this, and upon reading this, we might feel that way, that there's no way I could do such a thing. One man slaying of 600 Philistines. This one verse, just one verse that we read, is about a powerful, powerful opportunity that should be an encouragement for us today. Shamgar, we would probably say that he was really a nobody. There's really no information that we know about him, what tribe of Israel he was from, or who he belonged to. There is no lengthy lineage that we can kind of find out if he's from a powerful family or from some rich family or from a family that has been in the military. It doesn't say. It just talks about that he's the son of Anath, and we really don't know much about him, and we don't know what effects his family had in the community, and so on and so forth. But we do know that God used this man by the name of Shamgar. I want you to know that it makes no difference of your background. It makes no difference of the family that you come from. God can handpick you just as he did Shamgar. And Shamgar was just, he was handpicked, and God handpicked him to do some powerful feats, and he will also handpick you and I to do some wonderful things, whether it's in the church or in our family or even in the community. Shamgar seemed to be a person that kind of went against all the odds. Maybe he didn't know it at first, and maybe he never intended to go. He never got up that morning, as he probably called out from the field. he didn't get up in the morning and put on his, you know, I was going to say buckalartics, but many of you probably don't even know what a buckalartic is. A buckalartic is a boot that went over your shoes that had about 5, 6, or 7, 8 buckles that were waterproof. However, whatever he did not expect to go out that day, be called of God. So we would probably say that he was a person that really went against all odds. He might have had an element of somewhat of a fearlessness, being a farmer, being one that had to take care of the animals and those predators that come around. But we can be assured that his strength did not come from himself. What he had accomplished was solely because of what God can do through him. Now, I want you to keep in mind that we can never accomplish great things within ourselves for God. It takes the power of God in our life, and God, who is the power of all things, will give it to those who are willing to go even against the odds. We may not go against the odds when we're calling upon God's power and calling upon his steps and his direction in our life, but there may be times when we will. Don't fret and don't feel inadequate, because God can equip you with the wonderful power to accomplish what he has put before us. And this is really what is taking place with Shamgar. We find out that the enemies were all around. The Philistines were all around throughout Israel, almost probably outnumbered as far as all the Philistines. Yet by his submission, by Shamgar's submission, and really the complete reliance upon God, he did what we would probably say is impossible. The enemies, the Philistines, were most likely, or they began most likely, to show hostility. They were starting to invade Israel, and they would probably crouch behind these pockets of Philistines, would crouch behind different places and begin to rob and begin to take advantage of Israel and bring a lot of fear as they began to move closer into the interior, really to overcome Israel. And they did this by starting a great fear upon many. And this is the point where God calls Shamgar. Now, the Philistines did not completely conquer them. They were in the process, and Israel was in the process of being under the bondage once again by the enemy. And God called Shamgar, just minding his business out in the field. He was a farmer, and really just not really thinking that today was the day I was going to go into battle. But he was minding his own business. He was doing his own work. But God chose this man, and he chose him, even though the work was going to be difficult. He chose him probably because he knew his heart. When God called him out into the field, the only thing that Shamgar was familiar with, that which he worked with, and his oxen, he used it upon them to keep them in line, and it was an ox goad. This ox goad is just a wooden spike, probably 18 inches or so in length. It could be up to 24 inches or so in length, but it was a wooden spike that he would use. And when he would put them behind the oxen, and when the oxen would rebel against his direction, they would kick and scream and cry and huff and puff. And when they kicked against, and he would place them just perfectly, that when they kicked, they would kick the point of that ox goad, and they would then submit to the will of the master, or to the will of Shamgar. We find the same really verbiage in Acts chapter number 16, where even Christ told Paul, "It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Really, it's the ox goad or the goads that keep you in line. And Paul was one that, well, he was rebelling against God's call, rebelling against God's conviction. And Jesus said, "It's pretty hard, isn't it? It's difficult to have a life full of pain and misery when you're going against the convictions of God." And therefore, Paul submitted to the Lord. He submitted him in salvation, and he submitted him throughout his whole ministry. So this long wooden spike that was used, Shamgar took it. Now, he apparently had dismantled this ox goad, and with a tightened fist, he held on to it with all of his might. Unbelievable. Now, it may not be much. It's just a piece of wood, sharpened on one end. And it was never used for the purpose that Shamgar was going to use it for. It was never used in battle. Could you imagine a soldier said, hey, make sure you take your shield. Make sure you get your helmet on. Make sure you put the breastplate on. Hey, grab that sword. And by the way, get the ox goad. Never said that. So Shamgar is taking something which was never for the purpose of battle, but it is what he had. And he used what he had. Can I say, God is not asking you and I to have all the tools of life, all the knowledge and all the talent when he calls you. He calls you with what you have. He's not asking you to maintain or to get something before I call you. No, he's not asking you to do that. He calls you with what you have. And with that, God will accomplish great things through you. And sometimes what we have, we just need to hold on to it tightly. Whether Shamgar went and when he was called and with great vigor and great encouragement and great energy, whether he went there and he slew all 600 of them at the same time, we don't know. It could have been that he found pockets of 25, pockets of 50, and it could have been a week-long rampage that took place where he, you know, once it got to 600, then Israel realized that there's something going on and they retreated. We don't know, but yet through God, Shamgar was able to, with an ox goad, bring great victory to Israel. Now let me say this, and it's really fairly simple. God is not searching for those with great gifts. He's not searching for those with great talents, though they are good and they will benefit in the service of God. They will benefit for the Lord's work, but God is not searching primarily for those that have those qualities. He's not interested in our countless abilities that you might have, though they are also good and they can be used as he directs us in our life, but that's not the prerequisite of being called or being used of God. What God is interested is one who is willing, one who is, no matter how insignificant you might think you are, God is searching for someone who will even go against the odds. God is searching for someone who is absolutely submissive, knowing that every step that they take, it is going to be directed by God. And by faith and trust and rest in him, we do that. God is calling for someone to step out in complete reliance, humbled submission. Those are the ones God can use and wants to use to bring great victory. I know you might say, well, I really don't have anything to offer. I don't have much talent. I really don't have much knowledge on things when it comes to building. I can't even put a house of cards together. When it comes to music, I mean, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I feel useless. When it comes to teaching, I feel inadequate, and I shy away from that. You know, I don't usher, or I don't help out in a ladies group, or I don't do this or do that because I just feel inadequate. No, we say sometimes we don't have anything to offer, but really what God is saying, the only thing that God is wanting is you. It's just you. That's all. You go back in the book of Genesis in chapter number 22, God didn't want Isaac, even though God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. God wasn't looking for Isaac. He was looking for Abraham. He was looking for that man, Abraham, who was willing to do anything and everything, who was willing to give himself. And to give himself, in this case, meant to give up everything that he had. Give up everything that I have and just take me. God is looking for someone, and when we give ourselves to him, he can, and he will, do great things and great and powerful things that will even startle you. And knowing that it was only when it's all done and said, it's because of God, not because of you, not because of me, but it's because of God. May we just kind of commit ourselves today And be like Shamgar for God's glory, and really just kind of hold on tight to what we have and say, God, here I am. This is all I have that you can use. And here, just use me. God is looking for that individual that is willingly submitting with great humility to be used. And you can be the very one. We may not have many special things to offer, but God is not interested in that. He's interested in you. May we be like Shamgar and say, God, here I am. Just use me as I am. Use me with what I have. Though it may not be much, but use me. And I know God will do just that. Thanks for joining me today. I hope it's a help. I hope it's an encouragement. And just something that'll push us the next step to serving God like He wants us to. But come by and visit with me at Calvary Baptist Church in 1045 Monroe Concord Road here in Troy, Ohio. You can also go to our church Facebook page, and join that. And you can watch all of our services and some of the devotions that are there as well. You can subscribe. You can also go to our YouTube page and watch that. But I'd like to encourage you to go to my new Facebook page, Devotions from Calvary on Facebook. And here you'll find all of the new devotions that are coming out. Also, links to the podcast. And you can find that on Spotify. You can find that on Amazon Music as well and some other platforms. But go on there and subscribe. And then if you would, share them also and give me a 5 thumbs up or 5-star, whatever it is. I think it's a 5-star rating. And I would be grateful if you could do that. And again, share all these with your friends. If you have any questions, please email me at pastor@calvarytroy.com. Join me the next time that we have our devotions from Calvary, and I hope to see you here at the church sometime or see you online. Lord bless you.